Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the noise, get straight to the strategic heart of things. You know that feeling, that electric drama, the kind only top-level football really delivers week in, week out. Those unbelievable highs, a comeback win seemingly out of nowhere, the crowd just erupts, scoreboard flips, amazing. And then there's the other side, that crushing low, a really narrow defeat, maybe sealed right at the death. Brutal. It's this constant test, will, skill, nerve, all packed into 90 minutes, sometimes even longer. And that kind of high-stakes story, that's exactly what we're getting into today. For this deep dive, we are plunging headfirst into the latest action from the AFC Champions League Elite. Just, wow, some opening games. This isn't just any tournament, right? It's the rebranded, refined pinnacle of Asian club football now. Only the best clubs. Every single match is a clash of champions. You feel that extra prestige, the tactical depth. We've gone through the match reports, the analyses, team news. Got a good stack of sources here. And our mission today,
well, it's to unpack the key moments, the big surprises, and yeah, the emotional roller coaster from two really captivating matches. We want to pull out those crucial bits that tell us about pressure performing under fire and those razor-thin margins. Mm-hmm. You know, the difference between winning and losing at this level. So get ready. Because the early results, they've already set a blistering pace.
Yeah, and it's really important to understand just how significant this AFC Champions League Elite is now.
Yeah.
This new sort of streamlined format, the stakes feel undeniably higher. It creates this environment where, honestly, a single point, maybe even just one goal, can totally change a team's path. This is where reputations are made, continental bragging rights fought for, every decision, every tackle, it's all magnified. And the quality, well, there are no easy games. Teams are pushed right to their limits. And as we're about to see, that pressure, you can either break teams or, well, it can forge champions. These opening games especially, they often tell you a lot about a team's mentality and their strategic depth right from the off.
Okay, let's unpack story number one. And it's incredible, really defines resilience. The defending champs, Al Ahly. Just imagine the weight, right? Defending champs kicking off in this elite competition. You're expected to dominate. But their first match against Nassef Khorshi. Absolute shocker. You heard that right. They were two goals down, 2-0 at halftime. For a champion in the opener, that's not just a setback. That feels like, wow, a potential crisis brewing. You could almost feel the tension build, couldn't you, as a halftime whistle went. So when a team like Al Ahly finds themselves 2-0 down, 45 minutes left, what's the immediate pressure like in that dressing room, beyond just play better?
Well, the pressure is immense. That's where elite coaching really shows its value. It's not just about the score. It's about grabbing back control of the game's narrative, you could say. When you're 2-0 down, the easy thing is to panic, go gung-ho. But for Al Ahly, the coaches are likely looking hard at how Nassef Khorshi hurt them. Were they too open? Was the press bypassed? Sources suggest Nassef were really good at finding space, you know, between Al Ahly's lines in that first half. So a common adjustment, maybe tighten the midfield, shift formation slightly, perhaps a 4-2-3-1 to get more bodies forward but stay solid, or even push wingbacks higher, create overloads. And mentally, it's not just belief, it's focus steps. Get the next goal, control the ball, then push, break it down.
And what happened next was, well, spectacular. A true testament to hitting that reset button. Because Al Ahly didn't just respond. They completely flipped the game on its head. Second half, it was like watching a different team. Incredible shift in momentum, real champion's heart on display. They didn't just pull one back. They stormed back. Goals started coming. And from different places, too. Mary Demiral, a center back. He scored.
That suggests maybe a tactical push on set pieces, right?
Exactly. Using height, disrupting the defense, especially when the other team might be trying to sit back and protect that lead, shows versatility.
Then Enzo Millo scores. Maybe a quick transition.
Yeah, which points to their fitness, their ability to counter quickly. It's not just slow buildup. They can switch gears fast. It's about being well-drilled.
And of course, who else steps up? We have Mahrez. Just pure class involved in the comeback, followed by Mohamed Suleiman sealing it. It went from 2-0 down
to a 4-2 victory. Stunning.
Yeah.
Just stunning.
So a center back scoring, a quick transition goal.
Yeah.
What does that mix tell us about how they pulled it off? Well, beyond the sheer willpower, it shows tactical intelligence, doesn't it? Demiral's goal, likely from a set piece, it's a plan. Use your assets. Disrupt their shape. Milo's goal, that speed, it shows they can hurt you in multiple ways. Quick breaks, sustained pressure. It's not just individuals. It's a system that allows for different types of attacks. And for a defending champion. Turning 2-0 into 4-2 at this level, that's more than just 3 points. It's a huge psychological message. It tells everyone, we have belief, we have depth, we can adapt, that kind of win. It fuels your own campaign massively and might just plant a seed of doubt in future opponents. Establishes that never give up vibe right away.
That psychological statement is huge in a tournament setting, but playing devil's advocate here for a second. Should a team of Al Ali's stature, the defending champions, have even been 2-0 down in the first place?
That's a really fair point. A very astute observation, actually.
Right.
While the comeback is, you know, fantastic, conceding 2 early goals does raise some questions. Was it the initial game plan? A momentary lapse? Maybe
yeah.
a bit of early season rustiness or, dare I say, slight complacency?
Right, because other teams will watch that first half.
Absolutely. Teams in the elite are meticulous scouts. They will look at that first 45 minutes against Nassef Karshi. They'll try to pinpoint those vulnerabilities. Was the midfield bypassed too easily? Were the fullbacks exposed? So yes, while the comeback's amazing, it's also a warning sign. They need to tighten those defensive gaps, especially against teams who might be even more clinical in front of goal. It's a reminder, isn't it? Even champions can be vulnerable.
Okay, so from that euphoria, let's shift gears. Stark contrast now, a reminder of those razor-thin margins. Let's talk about Al-Ittihad. Their story really shows the other side of that coin. They faced a tough away game in Abu Dhabi, and their match, it just hammers home how fast things can change even when you think you're okay. They actually started really well, took the lead. Steven Bergwijn scored.
Mm-hmm. Great start for them.
Yeah, you can imagine the lift, right? That feeling of control, maybe thinking, okay, good start on the road. They had the advantage, look like they might be heading for at least a point, maybe all three. But football, it has a way of being cruel, doesn't it? Especially in these big games. The turning point for Al-Ittihad was just not being able to hold that lead. Got the goal, yes, but couldn't quite keep the pressure off, couldn't manage the game, maybe. Opponents equalized, pressure built back up.
Huh?
And then the absolute killer blow right at the end. Injury time goal, Pimenta scores, seals a narrow 2-1 defeat for Al-Ittihad. Oof, conceding that late after battling for 90 plus minutes, that's a real gut punch, just painful.
It really is. And yeah. that kind of late loss, particularly early in a tournament like the Elite, well, it arguably carries more weight than in a domestic league.
How so? More pressure.
Definitely. In your league, you often have, you know, 30 plus games, more time to recover points.
Yeah.
In the group stage, every single point, even goal difference, can be absolutely decisive for qualification. So the psychological hit of leading, then losing it right at the end, it can be quite damaging.
More than just the points loss.
Much more. It's that mental blow. That feeling of, we had it and let it slip.
Right.
It really underscores the unforgiving pressure in this competition. Maintain focus. Total concentration. For every single second, one lapse, maybe a missed marking from a late cross, which some reports suggested happened for Pimenta's goal.
And bang, game over.
Exactly. It yeah. changes everything. So the big question for Al-Ittihad now is, how do they bounce back? Does this become a lesson learned fuel for the fire? Or does it create doubt moving forward? Their ability to process this, move on quickly, that's a huge test of their squad character now. The stakes are just higher here, less margin for error.
That difference between league and tournament pressure is so key. We've seen teams kind of crumble after a blow like that. So what can the coaches actually do to stop that psychological damage from affecting the next game?
Yeah, it's a challenge. Multifaceted, really. Needs quick action. First, you have to manage the emotion, right? Let them feel the hurt, but then frame it. Emphasize the positives they did take the lead away from home. Find small wins. Second, a very clear objective analysis. No finger-pointing, but pinpointing what went wrong tactically or individually in those last moments.
So addressing the specific error.
Precisely. Was it marking on a set piece? Failure to clear the ball. Address that specifically. Learn from it. And finally, crucially, shift focus immediately to the next opponent. The best cure for a bad loss is preparing for and hopefully getting a win. They'll be looking for a big response. This early test, it could really define their whole tournament campaign.
And this is where it all kind of clicks together, doesn't it? These two stories, Al-Ali's amazing comeback, Al-Ittihad's late heartbreak. They are literally two sides of the same coin.
Exactly. Perfect illustration.
The highest high versus the lowest low, all happening right at the start of the same AFC Champions League elite season. It just paints such a vivid picture of the emotional extremes in football. Sets a really dramatic tone.
It really does. And these matches, they highlight those big themes you always see in top-tier football, especially in these Continental Cups. First, just how unpredictable it all is. No lead is ever truly safe. No deficit impossible. Until the whistle.
We saw that perfectly, yeah.
Second, the huge impact of momentum, how quickly Al-Ali grabbed it back with energy and tactics, and how Al-Ittihad maybe lost theirs under pressure, couldn't see the game out. And finally, just the sheer weight of every minute, every pass, tackle, decision. It all matters so much when the margins are this fine, one slip costs you. But what's maybe even more fascinating, for you listening, is thinking about the strategic impact of these emotional swings. Al-Ali's euphoria, Al-Ittihad's devastation. How does that actually shape their approach moving forward in a long tournament?
Right. Does Al-Ali now feel almost invincible, like they can overcome anything? Does that breed confidence or maybe complacency?
Good question. Or does it just reinforce their already strong belief? And for Al-Ittihad, does that loss ignite a fire, a real determination to prove themselves? Or does that memory of conceding late linger, make them perhaps a bit more cautious in tight situations later on? These are those unseen battles, the psychological ones, that are just as important as what happens on the pitch.
So what does it all mean for the AFC Champions League elite going forward? Well, it means we are absolutely in for a gripping tournament, full stop. Loads of drama right from the start. Long-term questions already popping up. We've seen the kind of character needed, the tactical fights, the mental games being played, teams pushed to the limit, some rising above, others facing immediate tests of their resolve. It really drives home that every game feels like a final. Every moment counts. Getting to the top in Asia, it's never going to be easy. We saw a blueprint for recovery and a harsh warning about losing focus. So there you have it, a quick tour through the opening drama of the AFC Champions League elite. Al-Ali's incredible comeback, 4-2 after being 2-0 down, just wow. And Al-Ittihad's agonizing late defeat, losing 2-1 right at the end. It's that whole spectrum of emotion and performance that just makes football so unbelievably compelling, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Proof again, it's never over till it's over. For better or worse, tactical battles down to the last second.
And maybe my final thought, something for you, our listener, to chew on. In these tournaments where every match is crucial, pressure's high, how do these really dramatic, emotional early results, the comeback, the late loss, how do they truly shape a team's resilience and their strategy for what's next? Does that amazing turnaround become like a permanent source of belief for Al-Ali, making them even more dangerous because they know they can come back? Or for Al-Ittihad, does the sting of that late goal just stick around, subtly influencing how they defend in the final minutes of future games, maybe making them a bit hesitant? The ripples from these opening games, they'll definitely shape how the rest of this story unfolds.
Absolutely spot on. Makes you think, doesn't it? About belief, about the clock ticking down, about that intricate tactical band. It's why we love it. Not just scores, but the human stories, the lessons, the sheer unpredictability out there. Definitely something to mull over as we wait for the next round of the AFC Champions League Elite. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the beautiful game. Until next time, keep asking questions.